You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Why does Michigan have some of the highest auto insurance premiums in the nation? Crane's Detroit Business and Bridge Magazine dug into the heart of that question that affects every single driver in our state by analyzing insurance data over a 14-year span. And it found repairing people now costs a whole lot more than repairing cars. Most of your auto insurance premium goes to PIP, Personal Injury Protection. Chad Livengood of Crane's Detroit Business is here now via Skype to tell us more. Chad, what's the time span you studied and what was the data?
We looked at data that the insurance industry hands over every year to the National Association of Insurance Commissioners from 2000 to 2013. That's the most recent year. This data lags behind by 3 years because claims for broken cars and broken bones kind of lag behind, and the payouts are not always precise year to year. So this data we looked at in just how much of auto insurance is cost, premium is wrapped up in PIP versus collision or comprehensive or bodily injury. Those are the four main large areas of every driver's auto insurance bill. And what we found was that in 2000, PIP was 22% of all the premiums collected in Michigan on auto insurance, and collision was 46% of all premiums. 14 years later, the entire equation has flipped. PIP is now 52% of the premiums, and collision is 27%. There are fewer accidents. There are fewer injured drivers, but the actual premiums collected and the payouts for and losses on treating those drivers per driver cost has tripled in a 14-year period, from less than $25,000 to more than $75,600. All along, as this has continued, these medical costs continue to pile up. The auto insurers simply take those losses every year, and then they recalculate their rates, and then they raise rates again. And the number of incurred claims, the number of injured drivers between in this 14-year period actually declined by 10,000, from 53,000 and change to 42,000 and change. So the cost of these per driver accidents has really escalated severely, and the amount of premium being collected to pay for these bills has increased 278% over that 14-year period.
That's kind of eye-popping, and I guess intuitively you might think, gee, fewer people being hurt in car accidents would mean the personal injury protection chunk should also go down, but instead skyrocketing. I mean, why is this happening?
Well, the biggest driver is that Michigan has an unlimited medical benefit for injured drivers under the no-fault auto insurance law. And it's unlimited in two fashions. One, the total amount that you can have paid out by your insurer for your lifetime medical costs, and that ranges from the broken bone to someone who is paralyzed and bedridden and needs 24-hour care, basically, within their own home or a nursing home. Those are the most catastrophic injuries. But then with the person who's going through the hospital for a whiplash or a back injury and then goes to a post-hospitalization type clinic, outpatient clinic, those providers, there's no limit on what they can charge. It is simply what the insurance company will pay. Because there is no cost containments built into the medical portion of auto insurance. There's no provider networks like we have with where Blue Cross will come and negotiate a set rate to get injuries with different hospitals. Sometimes Blue Cross pays U of M a different rate than they pay St. Joe across town. So they don't have this in no-fault auto insurance. All the cost efficiencies that we have in our modern healthcare system don't exist in this system. So it turns into either the insurance company pays the claim, or the insurance company sits on the bill, and then the provider or the driver, through an attorney, go and sue in what is known first-party lawsuits. They sue the insurer, and they end up in court. And then all this litigation costs gets put into the cost of medical and treating injured drivers. And what we reported previously in Cranes is that statewide over the last decade, there has been a 130% increase in the number of these first-party lawsuits in no-fault insurance, a system that was really designed in the early 70s to get rid of tort and litigation between drivers over who's going to pay the medical bills. Now these hospitals and medical providers are constantly almost in litigation and war with the insurance industry.
You know, people, Chad, who are sick and tired of paying high premiums, and that's really, you're going to hear that complaint across the state. They want a villain. They want someone to blame. Is there a villain in Michigan? Is there someone to blame?
Well, you have this system where it is essentially a blank check. It's a blank check on both ends here. There's no cost containment in medical. There's no way to contain those costs. At the same time, the insurance companies work under a system called file and use, which is basically what it sounds like. They file their insurance rates with the state insurance commissioner, and then they use them. And there's little oversight by the insurance commissioner's office because they don't have the type of power to reject rates, to see whether the insurance companies are immensely profiting from this from the rates that they file. And so rates just continue to kind of creep up. And so, I mean, I'm not going to pick a villain in all this. It is a system that continues to sort of escalate, and there doesn't seem to be any end in sight here.
Chad Livengood's piece is in Crane's Detroit Business, the healthcare crack-up. Chad Livengood, always great talking with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.